For about 3 years, a group of Anchorage educators and parents labored to create what is now called the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School. They were motivated by the shared belief that some Native students just can't relate to mainstream classroom learning. So early this summer, they had a location, and according to school principal Tim Godfrey, a spring recruitment drive had supposedly produced the needed enrollment.
Going into the summer, we had a little over 200 applicants to the school. As we neared enrollment time, which is where we actually register them and get them in the school district system as coming to our school, our numbers dropped dramatically. As a matter of fact, they were cut in half.
Godfrey says one cause combined geography and the economy.
A lot of this has to do with transportation costs. Gas prices have risen dramatically. People can't afford to travel from one side of town to the other.
The school is located in Muldoon on the far east side of Anchorage, but many potential parents are in the south and west. Bus service is not provided to district charter schools. Godfrey says a second cause is likely cultural.
We do have a lot of our Native children who are still in the fish camps and in the villages helping their families gather food for the winter. Typically in the Anchorage School District, these children will come back around second week of September.
I don't like the idea of starting a school year with a school that has the potential to not continue if, in fact, we aren't going to get the adequate enrollment to meet their budget.
Last week, Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como faced an administrative dilemma. If more than 150 students are attending the school by October's official tally day, state funding will be about $1.2 million. But with less than 150, funding drops to about $600,000. The facility cost is approximately $500,000 for the year, with salaries and benefits for staff and teachers roughly the same. Simply put, not enough students, not enough money. After a Wednesday meeting with charter school board members and Principal Godfrey, Como extended the new charter school's student number deadline into September. Anchorage schools start this week. Como says she's familiar with the late registration pattern of people arriving from the bush. And Como says Anchorage needs the school. It could provide transition from rural schools to large urban ones. She also says it offers an important alternative for some current district students.
An option for students who already live in Anchorage, and they don't all have to be Alaska Native or American Indian. It's really a different approach to learning, using the Native ways of learning, and that would benefit a lot of our students. So we're really hoping that people will join the school.
Godfrey described the educational approach of the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School.
There's something called the constructivist approach to learning, where the teacher is more of a guide, where kids can approach a problem, formulate ideas about how to solve it, and immediately work on solving it. This is great for Alaska Native children because that's the way in their culture that they typically learn. They learn it through watching and doing, not sitting down in a desk and taking notes all day.
Like Como, Godfrey suggests this teaching method could be effective for some non-Native students. And the Native Influence curriculum is designed to meet state and federal benchmark academic standards. Como says she's bewildered by the lack of involvement by some groups, such as Alaska Native corporations and organizations, in helping recruit students for the new school. After all, she says, many told the school board they backed the Native school. She's asked the principal to contact those groups personally.
And remind them of their comments and their commitment, because we know the Alaska Native corporations could help support. If each one gave something to this, it could give them a leg up to help them go through this difficult building period, if you will, as far as students.
Como praised the Aleut Corporation, which had given a $5,000 grant to the school. Any parents who think they might want to send their children to the school or would like more information should contact the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School or the superintendent's office as soon as possible. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.